Walking the Thames Path, and this is written by me, Kate Hart. In the context of the current crisis and its associated sadness and difficulty, luck may be the wrong word to use, but we are lucky insofar as we have access to some wonderful footpaths. The weather and the time of year have enabled those of us able to get out and about to enjoy them to the full. The path along the River Thames to Wallingford tracks a beautiful stretch of river, and Castle Meadows are an added bonus. The route from Benson goes through Preston Cromarsh, over a wooden bridge, and across the Weir to the lock. And there's a photo of the access path from the Preston Cromarsh road. At the farther end of the bridge, at the start of the Weir, is a metal gateway, and the metal gate is held open with a padlock and chain. And there's another photo of the path over the Weir. When we first came to Benson in 1986, this gate was closed and locked shut, and remained so for some years. It was only when I spoke with one of Benson's newer residents a few weeks ago, BC, before coronavirus, that it occurred to me that many people who have moved here in recent years would not know this. It may come as a surprise to many that the Thames Path is not yet 25 years old. I am no expert, but my reading of various articles and references gives me a brief history. The Thames Path National Trails newsletter sketched some of the developments in its newsletter of 2016, the path's 20th anniversary. In the 1800s, the Thames commissioners thought the Thames could play its part alongside canals as a transport system for barges laden with goods. However, there were many obstacles to the creation of a continuous towpath, so it kept switching sides. And there were ferries at key crossing points, such as could carry horses as well as people. In the 1930s, some councils wanted to link up some riverside paths to create longer joined-up sections, but World War II intervened and there were other priorities, not least defence, and the creation of some of the pillboxes we have read about in recent editions of the BB. In 1947, the Hobhouse Committee recommended establishing six long-distance routes, now called National Trails. In 1965, the Pennine Way opened as the first of these. The Thames Path proved very complex, not least because of the private ownership issues of the riverside properties and the need for new crossings, but the River Thames Society and the Ramblers lobbied hard to achieve the path. The Countryside Commission declared it feasible, and after much work, the Thames Path was opened in 1996. Benson Parish Footpath No. 5 is in Preston Cromarsh. It is a straight path on the right-hand side going away from Benson, and it comes to a dead and abrupt end at the river. The ferry that used to operate here ended in the 1960s, and from then on there was no way for the public to cross the river at Benson until 1991, when the Weir and the Lock Bridge opened for walkers. The crossing later became part of the Thames Path and afforded us all the walks we enjoy today.